I'd love to get into today, both in Machshava and Lamdus, is a connection between Purim and Pesach. As we're about to see in the beginning of Chaim Friedlander's piece, he actually has three pieces dedicated to the connection between Purim and Pesach, aside from all the pieces he has on Purim and all the pieces he has on Pesach. He has a separate section just on the Purim-Pesach connection. And that's Mamash and Yadiyoma right now. And as he opens with, in the opening paragraph of the first piece, which is the shortest piece, which will begin today, he points out there are several Rebbe Makoros in Gemara Rashi for this connection. So what I'd like to do is first begin to think about it, what it means in Ashkafa, and then we're going to get into a fascinating Lamda Shasugya, beautiful Lamda Shasugya, that happens to intertwine the two in a totally different way. But let's first take a look at in directly the connection and the meaningfulness of this season in Machshavas. So let's take a look at the beginning of this piece. Here we have the top of Reish Lamedtes. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. We've definitely, I think everyone here was probably zochah to sing that at least 150 times over the last 36 hours. And a famous Rashi, Pirish Rashi, it is a Gemara. Usually you don't read the full Gemara, Kishem, the Gemara puts together Mishenichnas Adar Matan B'Simcha, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Usually the Yav part obviously doesn't make it into the Nigan, but for obvious reasons, what could have made it into the Nigan is Rashi. Pirish Rashi, Yimei Nisim Hayu Li Yisrael, Purim U'Pesach. That's a Gemara and Rashi in Maseches Tanis. So the Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, Rashi says it means Purim and Pesach together. And I presume the reason why Rashi is saying that in terms of the level of Nusach, the level of the language of the Gemara, the obvious problem with the Gemara is, what problem in the Nusach is Rashi addressing?
Only to affect the other part.
Well, no, why is Rashi raising Pesach? There's one word. There aren't that many words there. And one word is a little funny. There aren't that many options left.
Mishenichnas.
What's Mishenichnas? Say, Ba'adar Marvin B'Simcha.
Ba'adar Marvin also, because
it
continues.
Okay, so Marvin means you increase it. So you could have said, Ba'adar Marvin B'Simcha, meaning you have more Simcha than you have any other time. But if the Gemara says, Mishenichnas Ba'adar Marvin B'Simcha, so by Av, Mishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha. So it's only Mishenichnas because it's not all, it's less than all of Chodesh Av. Right? Because the Mishnah tells us, the Tubav, the Mishnah right there in Tainus tells us that Tubav was a major Yom Tov. So it's clearly not the whole Chodesh Av. So Mishenichnas Av means the beginning of the month of Av. The question is, okay, speech you understand, because talk of the up in the Shavuot Shechal Bo and Tisha B'Av itself, and then it ends. So it's less than a month. The question is, what do you do with Adar? Are you saying it's less than a month? I mean, there's a Simcha leading up to Purim more than after Purim? Mechatesi? Why is there Simcha? It's Purim itself. And if you read the language of the Megillah, you realize that at one point the Megillah says it's not only to sell in Perek Tes, not only to celebrate that day, but HaChodesh Asher Nepach Lehem. There's something about the entire month of Adar. Okay. But then Rashi's bothered, so then why say Mishenichnas Adar? Say, Be'adar Marvim B'Simcha. So presumably Rashi's trying to solve that problem. You say Mishenichnas means not a month, either less than a month or more than a month. By Av, it's less than a month. When Av comes in, the beginning of Av is Mematim B'Simcha, but then by the middle of Av, we're already back to normal, or even a big Yom Tov. Mishenichnas Adamar B'Simcha, Rashi says, presumably means the month plus. So what's the month plus? That's why Rashi is explaining, Yimei Nisim Hayu Lisrael, Purim U'Pesach. Mishenichnas Adamar B'Simcha means Adar and Nisan, or at least Adar and half of Nisan. Kolomar, he writes. Mitzvah HaSimcha Nimshechas Ad Pesach. The Simcha of Adar is going to continue into Pesach. And again, so Rashi is dealing with the problem in the Lashon, and the solution is, well, it must be that it goes until Pesach, but then it requires a Hezber. So what would that mean? Ki Yisodam V'atzad HaShavah Shel Pesach U'Purim Heim HaNeis V'HaGu'ula She'eru Behem. He says, apparently, what Rashi is discovering in mining the language of Chazal is that there's some, not only does there happen to be Simcha of Purim, there happens to be Simcha of Pesach, but that there's a common denominator. On some level, even though there's two things that happened a millennium apart from each other, but somehow the Simcha is the same. And he says, another raya, Another why there is a connection is this, I think we touched on earlier in the month. Kosh Amru Chazal, come on in. Kosh Amru Chazal, Anu Osim. Oh, you are. The Gemara wants to know the first of the Ein Beins, one of the first of the Ein Beins, in the first parak of the Megillah, in the middle of the first parak of the Megillah, Shalom and welcome, is Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, Ella when you do the Mitzayim. Mishnah sounds like really Purim Katan. Nishan Mubaris is Purim, just like Shushan Purim is Purim, just there's no Mitzayim. And today there's no tachno, no lamatzech. There's the Isser Hesped B'tainus, Rachman Otzlan, if you have to have a Levaya on Shushan Purim, so there's not much to have a spedim. So that's in terms of Simcha B'sheva Al Tasa.
Well, we had the Russell Levaya yesterday. Yeah.
They probably...
No one knew. Like, they just moved from L.A. and the nation sent out an email. Like, right. They're probably not going to have a minion, so whoever can go. So,
no. They will probably have Hespedim at the end of Shiva, or maybe they'll have, like, a get-together for the Shloshim. They'll have an Askar, and they have Hespedim. Yeah, the Rav passed. Rav's Kavura was on Chamoy Pesach. These things happen. So it's such a notion, again, of Shushan Purim is a day of Purim. As a matter of fact, some posting even suggest we do not follow this. We should say Alan Nisim on Shushan Purim as well. And the question is maybe even Purim Katan. Maybe in Purim Katan, Shushan Purim Katan. There's more than one day of Purim. But just as with Pesach, there's 7 days of Pesach, but you only have the Mitzayom the first night, or in Chutzlar, it's the first 2 nights. As you know, there's no Mitzit Yitmar on Shvi Shal Pesach. It's still Pesach, but the Mitzayom are concentrated one time. Rosh Hashanah, Leil Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, but you only have the mitzvah shofar by Yom. Leil Sukkos, you have the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah, not the mitzvah of lulav. So you can have more than one day of Purim. The mitzayom of Purim are only Yudalad Adar Sheni, not Tezvav Adar Sheni, and not Adar Rishon. So that's what the Mishnah makes it sound like. There's more than one, there's some essence of Purim both in the first month and the second month. Then the question is, here we come back to this piece. So if there's an essence of Purim both in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, so then how did Chazal decide? What prompted Chazal to decide that the Mitzayom, the real Purim, so to speak, should be in Adar Sheni? Why not have an Adar Rishon? After all, the reason Makdim limits us. If I have two options, when I can have Purim, I can have Purim now and a month from now. The reason Makdim limits us, in my Vir limits us, that would have made a lot of sense. Both. So assuming you're only going to have one, how do you pick which one? So the Gemara discusses this. One of the Gemara Svaris, he quotes, is, Anu Osim Purim Ba'adar Sheni. There you go. Anu Osim Purim Ba'adar Sheni Kidei Lismach Geula As Purim LeGeulas Pesach. The Gemara says, Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif. Well, it would be better to have the two Geulas next to each other. Why have Purim and Adar Rishon? Well, it will be 2 months away from Pesach. What is that supposed to mean? What's the value in having the ghouls next to each other? And therefore what? Because only a month apart instead of 2 months apart? And therefore, so you have the same sale for both? You're going to go shopping for tablecloth? What?
Longer Amunah High.
What?
And a longer Amunah High.
Oh, a longer Amunah High.
Sure.
What?
I mean, more like, if you wait 2 months, like it's like a couple weeks after Purim, like it's still like with you, you pay for Pesach. Yeah, 2 months. Like,
so what you're saying is gonna be a munahai, a connection from one to the next, but that requires saying that there's something common to the two of them. There's no connection to Purim Pesach.
So
he says. So let's explore this. The one has obviously a big difference between the nature of these two nisim. The Purim is a... I never before asked someone to stow the harmonica. Wow, can I not? Mechad yeshkul mahus anisim, Purim neis nister, Pesach neis niglish. Goyach, wow, simchas Purim, gewaldig. So what are we playing harmonica about? That's the question. What is it we playing harmonica about? Huh?
I think Rabbi was looking at the cameras.
Okay. So Baruch Hashem. So in case you weren't paying attention, I won't call anyone out. I won't name any names here. But leaving the camera doesn't really help. Yeah. So let's come back here. So he says, what's talk of the connection? Ah, Stowed. Look at that.
No, wow. It's in Israel.
Maybe to add to the question, it's very different in terms of why they made it happen.
What do you mean?
Pesach happened because of Schus Avos, meaning Hashem promised them. Purim happened because we acted on ourselves.
Right. That's a very good point. So Shu was pointing out, not only did Chaim Friedland point out Purim was a Nes Nistar and Pesach was a Nes Nigla, but the B'nai Yisachar famously points out that Pesach was the ultimate in Isarusa de la Eila. The Mekubalim use the language, a lot of Sifra Hasidus pick up on this, Isarusa de la Eila, Isarusa de la Tata. Isarusa is Aramaic for his Orus. Where is the awakening coming from? Mm. Well, what got things started? Isarusa de la Eila means his Orus milamala. His Orus from above. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu got things rolling. Sarus Del Tata is his Orus from down below. The B'nai Sasra talks about even among the Yom Tov and Daraisa, even think about between Pesach and Shavuos, Pesach was totally, we did almost nothing to earn Yitzias Mitzrayim. By the time we got to Matan Torah, there was already a Nasav and Nishma. We had grown somewhat, and we were involved. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we brought Karm Pesach. Burkham Pesach, but it was very, very minimal. It was basically, as we highlight in the Haggadah, it was all Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's very different. Even Pesach is even different from Shavuos, and as Shavuos pointed out, it's a world of difference from Purim. Purim, Klal Yisrael was very, very hands-on. Mordechai and Esther for sure, and even Klal Yisrael, it was a day of Tefillah. Like we were talking about earlier in the week. Lech Nos is called Yehudim. Was Takab Shat. So what? There's so many differences. What's the similarity? So Achar Advarim HaYisodiyam Meshutaf LePesach UPurim KeEchad. So there are differences. One of the similarities is Halimut ChaYeshua Rak VeHashem Yisbarach. Interesting. Against what Shua and I were just saying, maybe part of what Purim does share with Pesach is recognizing that ultimately it's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Am Yisrael Eino Mu'urav B'Tzura Pi'ila BaYeshua. Klal Yisrael is not involved in an active role in Yeshua. How is that going to work? And that's part of the Yichud HaShem. What? Indeed. Indeed he does.
Yeah. Like, is that real?
No.
Screen, screen.
No. No, we need to see you by the Kotel, though. Oh, there he is.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I can't believe it. You turn your back on the kotel. Okay, look. For Shia, for Limra Torah. For Limra Torah, it's appropriate. Okay. So he says, Simchas Shushan Purim. Now, one second. But Shua had a good point. Shua had a good point. Purim Luchar, we were very involved. So how could you say the site of both Purim and Pesach is to recognize Yeshua comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Because we didn't know.
Amnam bevaday. Mordechai and Esther palu begufam in Nes Purim. Says, of course, Mordechai and Esther were actively involved. Esther goes into the king. Pal machados. She goes in several times to the king. Mordechai palu pa'am Yisrael achziyah b'tshuva. Mordechai was driving the tshuva movement. Mordechai was driving public tzom and public tefillah. Ul marozos. He says, points out the following. Yes, but look, pay attention to the words we said yesterday. Hopefully, we had that chance to pay attention to them yesterday. He says, if you open up a Siddur Talanisim, Mordechai and Esther barely appear. They appear derech agav, only in terms of timing. Bimei Mordechai ve'Esther b'shushan habira. In terms of setting the stage, it was in the era, the time period of Mordechai and Esther. But if you look in the Siddur...
Just like the first pasuk.
Vehi b'mei Achashverosh.
Yeah.
Right. But there at least we go on to talk about Achashverosh, which was part of the problem we dealt with last time. But here, bimei Mordechai ve'Esther b'shushan habira... etc. He gives the language. Period. Mordechai and Esther, people, other than whoever does the hanging, the Tolu Oso. I don't even know who actually did the hanging, but people are not featured in the Yeshua at all. What's Sakab Shat? That's remarkable. His Shadlusa Shamardchai will show Teiroa Yeshua Kitotza Meishtat Lestivis. He says, even Mordechai wanted to make it clear that this was, that as much as they were doing, they were involved politically, the Yeshua didn't come because of their Shadlus. Who mitzavel Esther? Lavo HaMelchus Chanenlo. What does he tell Esther? Go plead with the king. Levakesh Mifalav Alama. And Esther says, Ani lo kreis lavo HaMelchus Zer Shloshim Yom. Right? We know. And she pushes back. They'll call me in soon. So what does that mean? Mistama od ma'at yikrali. He'll probably talk soon, call me. Umadu yeshli kanes tekef el ha-melech. Why do I need to go in right now? Ma'ot shak zeir nigzra chodesh adar. About 11 months. Right now it's the middle of chodesh nisan. They have until adar. Hey, ma'ot din b'chodesh nisan. Yesh ha'od achadasar chodesh. Adla tarach hak zeir lo tzasa b'vol. So Esther makes a reasonable point. Why am I entering into danger unnecessarily? She assumes she'll probably be called in the next couple of days, next couple of weeks. So why, if the risk is necessary, the risk is necessary, but utterly unnecessary risk exposure. So Esther has a good kasha. So what was the terrorist to the kasha? So what does Mordechai say? What did Mordechai say? Did he explain why, no, it needs to happen right now because we don't know how long it's going to take? He doesn't say that. What did he say? He gives them Mustache Moose.
He says, right? You don't do it, someone else.
Ah, right. He says, don't think, right, don't think that you're going to protect yourself exactly. If you don't do it, or more precisely, Klaisol will be taken care of, but you won't be. Right? What do I mean, Klaisol will be taken care of? By whom? Number one, how's the answer answer the question? Right? If you look at this like a shock of a title, she said, what do I need with this unnecessary risk exposure? We have 11 months to take care of this. He's going to call me in a couple weeks anyways. Right? 10 months is more than enough to take care of this. So what's Mordechai's answer? Well, if you don't do it, HaKadosh Baruch will take care of it. But she had a good kasha. Right? So what was the terrorist of the kasha? How did they answer the question? You have been trained to ask that.
It's true.
Right? So how did they answer the question? He's talking about HaKadosh Baruch is going to take care of it. That's Gvaldik. So why should I... What does it mean? So Rav Chaim Friedlander says, you know what this means? Take a look, the top of page Resh Mem. Yeshua, either you actually have a paper in front of you, or you see the arrow in front of you. Yeshua tagiyah mekal mikra. The Yeshua is going to come regardless. It's ultimately not telling you her status. Kan ein lefa'ol b'derech ha-teva el lehepach? Here's the answer to the question. Yeshli kanes miyad el ha-melech shelo b'rshuso al af ha-sakana shemish yavo ha-melech li hazman ha-achas ha-salamis. I want you specifically, go talk to the king. I want you to show up at a time when it's stick your neck out. I wanted to act in some unnatural way to make it clear that the Yeshua was happening because of Rebbe Shlom. Well, Bakesha calls those Kadesha Yuvlat v'Yizbarei Lakol Shashem Yizbarach Levado Hu Pol HaYeshuas. So that's how the answer answered the question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's always true that efforts are on us and results on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mordechai says right now, in this context of the story of Purim, so it's very important that be very clear to everyone. So that's why Chaim Friedlander says, Mordechai has explained to Esther, I know that you can get in naturally in a couple of weeks, but I want you to have to go now. I want it to be clear that Kadosh Baruch Hu is driving it. And let's see one more paragraph for now. Esther has a Talmid Neman Lamor. Let's see, how does Esther respond? How does Esther respond? So he says, Atilbash Esther Malchus. She puts on Malchus. What do you mean she puts on Malchus? Should have been said she puts on Big Day Malchus. And she put on her royal raiment, her royal clothing. So the Gemara says, Big Day Malchus. What do you mean she dressed herself in royalty? So Melamish Levashata Ruach HaKodesh. What that means is that she dressed herself Ruach HaKodesh, the Gemara says, which means that when she was talking to the king, I think the Vilna Gaon spends a lot of time with this on his parish. And all her conversation with the king was like a two-level, two-layered conversation. Everything she says to the king is simultaneous. It makes sense in the context of the king, and simultaneously also Derech Tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She was having two conversations with one mouth. Really remarkable. Like Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim Meiser stories about writing two tshuvas with two hands, was like a whole other level. Like she was saying she was picking words as she's speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu that are simultaneously, as she's speaking to Achverish. Not at all. Thank you so much. There are simultaneously meaningful conversation with Achashverosh and meaningful conversation with the true Melech. So we'll see more of this in Mitzvah tomorrow. Developed further both in Purim and in Pesach, it's easier to see that the message of the two is noticing that efforts are on us when we make a shtadlus, and typically outside of Pesach, Kadosh Baruch Hu expects the shtadlus. Efforts are on us, but results are on Kadosh Baruch Hu. And to have that sort of clarity is part of the joint message of Purim and Pesach. And that's what you were saying, and that's what you were saying about the one hemshech of simcha. You were talking about having an emunah high. In other words, they actually it's combined. It's a common concept. So we're meant to work on this concept for more than 1 month. This takes work. I mean, this takes a lifetime to feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, Penner was here in Beth Abraham a couple of weeks ago for Shabbos. He spoke a lot about it was a scholarship in residence devoted totally to tefillah. And he was talking about the fact that if you want to have a relationship with someone, with any person, relationships with people almost always come through conversation, right? Getting to know a friend, capital F or lowercase f. If you get to know a real friend, you get to know a friend usually by spending time together and schmoozing, right? And spending time talking. That's the way you become friends with people. It doesn't always work. You're not going to become friends with everyone you spend time with, but it's going to be necessary. You're not going to become friends with someone without spending time with them. So if you want to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to have to spend time. That's tefillah is central and important part because of that. And he spoke about taking a few moments at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei just to remind yourself that I'm about to speak with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like to focus on that, something we spoke about earlier in the year. So this is the season. It's good to work on all year long, but Adar Nisan is a time particularly of that sort of kind of thing that is developing. That the common theme here is recognizing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately driving everything. And to develop more of a kirva to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the simcha is going to flow for that, because if you realize that you're not alone, that's a very powerful route to simcha. So Mir Shem, we pick up with the rest of the Sif Sei Chaim tomorrow morning.